Marketing comes on to tease us all about their new golf ball and new clubs. Everyone have a good week. Commit. Or as you like to say, Pop.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go.
O'Hara lost the rider. To the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's gonna win it? Farm Away, Marketry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilkin. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jurzen. And hey, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us now. Less than 2 weeks away from the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships. That'll be here before we know it. Friday, October 31st, Saturday, November 1 at Del Mar. And pre-entries for the Breeders' Cup going to be taken tomorrow. And then the advanced PPs, the past performances for the Breeders' Cup, will be out in a couple of days. We'll have more on that later. We've got Brad Free, top of the next hour, to talk about that. Hey, and even though we have so many challenges here in California, you take a look at the list of probable entries, for instance, in Friday's Daily Racing Form, and you really see a heck of a Southern California flavor, including, of course, in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Speaking of the Classic, massive news out Friday afternoon. I was actually at Santa Anita, and I saw journalism work 5/8 of a mile in company. He was down on the rail. They wanted to get a stiff work into him, but word out a couple of hours later that there's a jock switch. Umberto Rispoli, no longer with journalism. It's going to be Jose Ortiz. He came open for the Classic, and the connections decided to make a change there. So a lot to talk about. In addition, Dave Portnoy out with a scathing post on X regarding the CAW situation. Apparently, I was unaware of it. I hate to say until this morning. I was really pretty much locked in on a lot of football yesterday. But there was a high-profile bet down in race 6 at Keeneland. This was a non-winners, two other than three-year-olds and up, with an optional claiming tag of $80,000. Fillies and mares, and the one horse, a filly by the name of Miss Ellie, with one horse to load. It was a nine-horse field. She's 8-1. at the wire. She's 3-1, and this has got some feathers very much stirred up. Now, we must mention both Del Mar and Santa Anita have opted to shut the CAWs off at 2 minutes to post for the win wagering here in California. And you just have to wonder, how long is it going to take for everybody to follow suit? Of course, it's still a huge problem in the other pools. For more on that and a whole lot more, let's go to Jonathan Hardoon up in Saratoga Springs, New York, and get his thoughts. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. Did I lay that out okay?
Yeah, you laid it out as well as it could be laid out.
Yeah.
I mean, when they piss a guy like Dave Portnoy off, who has like over 3 million followers on X and another couple of million on Instagram, well, maybe finally they'll get some attention paid to this, because we talk about it all the time and we don't seem to get anywhere. But the CAW is in full effect at Keeneland. It's just horrible. The other day there was some crazy exact 100-to-1 shot over a 50-to-1 shot that paid $300. I mean, it's just out of control. You know, it was like that at Del Mar till they went and they made the 2-minute cutoff. Nairo was the original track that started that. But by the way, they did announce that CAW will be in full effect for Breeders' Cup. Not that I think it makes a difference, because there's so much money bet on Breeders' Cup races that I don't think it'll stick out. You won't see horses go from 8-to-1 to 3-to-1.
You're insulated against the huge drops because of the massive amounts of money in the pools.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You know, and when Nairo goes out and announces how great their handle was at Saratoga, well, then 2 weeks later they tell you that 49% of their handle at Saratoga was CAW.
Wow.
Well, while it may look good on numbers that, you know, that they bet all that money, but it was just a group full of people, the regular people, was not, you know, they were getting screwed, and that's just the way it goes.
John, it's we've said this before, it's faux handle because it's so heavily rebated. And this is all inside baseball, and I'm always reticent to go there because it is. We're trying to reach a more general audience and get people encouraged to think about horse racing. We're talking about CAWs. It's computer-assisted wagering. I will say this, John, as a guy, as a kid, you know, grade school, we were finding out ways to get $2 to the track. We'd get word of, hey, the produce market. A buddy of my best friend, his dad worked at the produce market in L.A. There was always action there. I don't know, any kind of action. Certainly horses. Hey, they say proper Julie, she can't lose in the sixth. Well, she ended up being, I think, a career maiden, by the way. But anyway, we thought we had something. And now, at an advanced stage, I will say this, John. Because of the CAW, it's almost like the effect of advertising. For me, I hate to say it, but the thrill is gone, because you continually see what you thought maybe was 9-to-2, and it's way less, and it just, man, it takes the wind out of your sails.
It certainly does, and we say it all the time, especially on this show, Mike, they're being short-sighted. While it may help the handle in the short run, they are destroying the game from within. They are chasing people away. When you have a guy like Dave Portnoy, who actually is putting money into the game, he bought a house, and his backyard is the Oklahoma training track. It's in his back, literally. I'm telling
Unreal.
You. And he's, get a guy like this that likes the game, all he's going to do is promote it. That's the best thing in the world. What they do, they went and chased him away. So, you know, they're hurting themselves. They don't realize the damage they're doing in the long run.
John, we're talking about Dave Portnoy. This is a post on X, I believe, from Friday night. This is from Dave Portnoy. As you said, he's got nearly 4 million followers. This is me and @Elio82 talking today. We love, in all caps, we love betting on horses. It's my favorite sport to bet on. I can't do it anymore. It's actually criminal that tracks are allowed to have their own CAWs. The laws will eventually change, just like all other sports, where owners can't bet on their own teams or companies. But until then, the tracks are basically stealing from their customers, in my opinion. It's ruined betting on horses, from Dave Portnoy, and this has set off a stuff storm.
Well, that's the whole point, Mike. When you have someone with that kind of platform and that many followers, they can't ignore this. They can ignore me and you and everyone else on the radio, But when you get into the millions and millions of followers, well, somebody better pay attention.
Yeah. Well, it's at a very high level now. We're going to have Ray Pollack joining us right after you, John. He passed along a conversation apparently from an executive at Keeneland on another radio show hosted by Jason Beam, who I've never met, I don't think. But what the guy from Keeneland said to me, it's like, hey, dude, okay, you're acknowledging this, and yes, we know it's an issue. Well, then the time has come where there's got to be some decisive action. And I know it's not easy because there's massive amounts of monies here. But the other thing is this. What about, I get back to this, John, what about Joe Sixpack? The guy just betting, he has no advantage like this. He doesn't get that huge rebate. It's just not a good situation.
How about people that go to the track for the first time and bet an 8-to-1 shot and expect to get $18, and they go to the window to collect and they get $9? How do you explain it to them? It's crazy.
It's a tough sell, to put it mildly. Hey, John, I mentioned the Breeders' Cup closing in. You're going to be doing a big seminar. I got to believe there's going to be as much interest in this seminar after the race is Breeders' Cup Day 1, Friday, October 31st, at the South Point, as you've ever seen up there. It's in the Grand Ballroom, and if folks can't make it in person, I'm one of them, I'm raising my hand, we can go to the website, the South Point, and watch it live. Looking forward to it. You, John Lindo, and Ralph Sirocco from Race Day Las Vegas. I know you're looking forward to it, John.
I do, Mike. We get a great crowd. We've done it for, a long time. And every year it seems to get bigger, and people seem to like it. We stick around after. We ask their questions, and just a nice crowd and a nice group of people.
Yeah. Racing is, it's just an incredible sport because it's interactive. You have people with a lot in common, and they go to places like the South Point, like the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where the pricing is reasonable. And they enjoy themselves. John, we would enjoy ourselves a lot more if maybe you could pass along a winner somewhere on the national landscape today. Where do you want to go?
All right, Mike, we're going to look at Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the 9th race today. This is the Autumn Day Stakes at 6 furlongs on the turf. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Do Gooder. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Jenna Antonucci barn. Reunited today with Javier Castellano. Everybody knows the success they've had with winning with Arcangelo. Anyway, this horse is listed at 10-to-1 on the morning line. Number 3, Do Gooder, upsets and wins today's 9th and final out at Belmont at the Big 8.
Okay, and post time for that 5:20. By the way, Jenna, she's becoming a little bit more and more outspoken, is she not?
Yeah, she absolutely is, and good for her. We need all the people that could talk up to talk up, and enough with the nonsense.
Yeah, and I would say this, there's a lot of people in our game that are in a position to speak up, and for some reason they just can't seem to muster the intestinal fortitude to poke their head up out of the foxhole and say, hey, this is how I feel about things. I mean, anyway... more of Jenna and good honor. Post time for race 9 again, 5:20 Eastern. John says it's number 3, Do Gooder, with Javier Castellano set to ride. John, the Breeders' Cup pre-entries tomorrow. Go ahead and outline what's going to be happening at the Ragas and Sheets as we get ready to shift down to Del Mar.
Well, the sheets, for people that use the sheets, they will be available after the pre-draw comes out. But personally, Mike, I wait until they draw post-positions.
Exactly.
What's the point to do the work before? Yeah. You know, I just and not only that, but one run is the best. If you look at this stuff long enough, you can make cases for a lot of horses.
I know.
It's a bad way to handicap. You know, I just wait till the post-positions are drawn, and then I dig in 8 hours, whatever it takes, but we do them all.
John, before you go, your take on the jock change with journalism. It caught me off guard. I know Rispoli had taken some criticism even in a couple of the wins, but your thoughts with Jose Ortiz taking over.
I was just curious. You were at the work Friday, Mike, I think you said. Did Rispoli work the horse, and then they took him off?
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. No.
Well, listen, the owners have the right to do what they want. They pay the bills. But that being said, I just, you know, people were criticizing Rispoli for some of the rides. Personally, I don't think he did anything wrong. The horse is obviously a tough horse to ride. He puts himself in tough positions. But listen, if you have, obviously Ortiz didn't have a mount. They saw him sitting on the bench. They think he's probably a better fit for this horse, so they went to him. But, you know, everyone has their own ways of doing things. I'm kind of a loyal guy, and I like, but you know, I don't, I don't know.
Everyone it's tough.
Has their own certain. It is tough.
It's really, you know, listen, really
he
tough.
He was never beating journalism in any of those sovereignty in any of those races.
Yeah.
So what different? You know, it's like, listen, again, he had a tough trip in the Preakness, but it wasn't his fault, I don't think. It was just the position that he ended up in. And they want to blame him for the Pacific Classic that he let Fierceness get away? Okay, you know, I don't know if he was beating Fierceness on that day. So, again, it's their right. They own the horse. They pay the bills. They make the calls.
Yeah.
It's just everyone has their own way of doing things. Personally, I don't. I wouldn't have done it.
John,
that, again, that's just me.
Yeah, I saw the criticism in print on the Pacific Classic. They thought maybe that Umberto was too overconfident and so on. It may be, but I'm telling you, Fierceness, when he shows up,
no one's beating him. Nobody's
beating him, in my opinion. It's just
I agree with you, Mike.
It's a big if. But when he does, look out. You know.
And again, Ortiz is one of the top 3, 4, 5 riders in the country.
100%.
He's sitting on the bench. He doesn't have a mount.
Yeah.
So you try to do the right thing. Well, you know, again, everyone has their own ways of doing things, and they have the right to do whatever they want. It's their horse.
And one last thing, John. You and I talked before we came on. What Shohei Ohtani did the other night, to me, it's the greatest single-game performance in the history of the game. 10 strikeouts. He strikes out the side in the first inning. Then he hits leadoff, and, I mean, hits a tape-measure home run. Hits 3 tape measure home runs. The second one leaves the yard a la Willie Stargell. It's just incredible, beyond incredible, John.
It really is. By the way, Mike Piazza also hit one out because I happened to have been there that night.
But the left field.
You're right. But it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And he was their fourth starter. You know, I mean, this team, they're showing up and people are complaining they bought the championship. Baloney. The Yankees have a bigger payroll. The Mets have a bigger payroll. Where are they today? They're sitting home watching the game. So you can blame whatever you want. You know, I grew up with George Steinbrenner. I hated the Yankees. Every week he would buy someone else. Reggie Jackson, Catfish Hunter, you know, and that was when they were giving him $2 million. It was like a big deal back then.
Yeah.
But now,
well,
it's just the way it is.
To me, you got to tip your cap to the Dodgers, what they've done. They handicap the people that they're acquiring, not just the skill set, the whole person, and they've got a ball team. I mean, they've just got an incredible ball club. As you say, other folks have the same amount of money or more. They don't get near the results. I just wish they could get Dave Roberts for one game just to stay seated. If you got a stud like Snell Roland, please, Dave, leave it alone.
I was so upset when they took him out.
Couldn't believe
it. I just love watching him pitch. There are certain guys you like, you know, they're like artists out there. He is just terrific. He really is. And he's enjoyable to watch. Some people like 10 runs in a game. I prefer a pitching duel personally, but that's me.
Speaking of the inexplicable pitching changes, there's one guy I like to tap into because I know his blood pressure's through the roof, you know, in the moment, and that's Juan Hernandez's agent, Craig O'Brien. I mean, all I have to do is send him some. Oh, man, it's just he's beyond done with it. Anyway, John, once again, JohnHardDoublon.com. What's there today?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Keelan, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections.
We'll take you again to Santa Anita on the back end of the show. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, likewise. Appreciate it. And now, as advertised, we're going to be checking in with Ray Pollack, the architect of the Pollack Report, biggest news aggregator in racing. Ray, good morning. Thanks for coming on short notice.
Oh, thanks, Mike. It's good to hear John's opinion. Boy, he has a few, doesn't he?
Well, that's why he's good radio. You know that.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he really is. Now, listen, you and I texted a little bit earlier today you had passed along something from, I mentioned the Keeneland executive, where he was on a national show with Jason Beam, and I want to pass along what he said. And this guy is Jim Goodman, Keeneland's director of wagering development, on Jim Beam's radio show, Jason Beam's radio show. And again, this is Jim Goodman, Ray. He says, and I quote, "Well, obviously the biggest thing right now is computer wagering into the pools when some of the tracks have gone to cutting them off at 2 minutes to post. You think of Santa Anita, you think of Del Mar. We have not chosen to do so," meaning Keeneland. "We have addressed that issue in other ways, trying to cut back the advantages that computer wagerers have, especially in the wind pool. So that's one of the more controversial things we get," meaning he understands. "And I can just tell you and your listeners that Keeneland is aware of the issue, and we are doing everything possible to make it as level a playing field as possible. So we have not chosen to, at 2 minutes to post, to take them out of the wind pool yet. That may happen in the future, but what that does is it takes the problem over to the Exacta pool." End quote, Jim Goodman, Keeneland's director of wagering development. What do you make of that, Ray?
Well, yeah, Keeneland runs for 3 weeks, and I think what I make of that is they just want to stall, get the meeting over with, not talk about this anymore, because Keeneland doesn't like controversy.
Yeah,
Jim is not a fool. He understands these issues. And I think it's interesting that twice he said level the playing field or the advantages that computer wagers have. He understands it. He knows that they have a big advantage.
Okay, Ray, I'm going to cut you off. Where are these racing commissions? Isn't that part of our job? We count every little move a jock makes with his stick when he's trying to win. He's trying to be competitive. The integrity of the game is at stake here.
That is exactly where I wanted to take this, because you may remember in 2024, they had during a CHRB meeting, they had an informational discussion about it. And Scott Derudy, who is the in charge of Elite Turf Club, who's I'm sure his compensation is based on revenue from that.
Wait a minute. He's based at Santa Anita. Elite is owned by First Racing, correct?
And Naira is a minority owner of the company too. Yeah. He said to the CHRB, and I think he said it with a straight face, he said, "You've got to realize these people are very serious about getting their money down. And if we were to say, okay, through Elite, you're only allowed to bet 11%, they're going to show up at the track, or they will have, somebody on their behalf show up at the track and bet through the windows. So if you put a restriction that just sends them in a different door, but they're still getting in the building, what difference does it really make?" Now, come on.
Uh-huh.
They're making thousands of bets in a second with their computer play. They're not going to have some guy standing at a mutual window saying, keep pushing the button, right? Just keep betting. That's just not going to happen. So he's just pulling the wool over the eyes of the commissioners, who probably don't understand this issue. But it is up to the racing commissions, California, Kentucky, everywhere that this is plaguing the industry, for these racing commissions to get involved, because it isn't right what's going on.
Ray, you and I can talk. We're on a little block time radio show, and especially we talk about horse racing. A guy like Dave Portnoy sounds off. What sort of an impact do you think that's going to have?
The industry, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I understand his, the influence he has, and the industry has embraced him. They're saying he's our guy. This is a guy that's going to help carry us, into the sports betting and get some of those people to play horses. Well, all of a sudden, he may be your guy today, but tomorrow he may be your biggest enemy. And right now, when he says, "I'm done," that's a serious thing. He's got a huge following. So, they've got to fix the product. And the product right now is a real problem with this last-second betting that's making a joke of the win odds at tracks like Keeneland. And it's a plague on the other pools, too, because you're basically betting in the dark. You're making bets, and you have no idea what your price is going to be.
Ray, I think you probably heard what I said. I mean, from the time I'm a kid, you know, you start getting a little testosterone going, and I don't want to say just guys bet on horses. I'm not trying to be exclusive, but it was like a deal, you know. Hey, love it. Every now and again you cash. Yeah, we got our money down, really. And now it's just, maybe it's a subconscious thing as much as anything else, that fire just isn't there anymore, Ray. I don't know. I just think it's so bad, and it's been allowed to go on for so long. I hope it isn't too late.
Well, there was a thread started on Twitter or X the other day by Andy Asaro, and a lot of your listeners know Andy because he's very outspoken. And Andy said, he said, after the Breeders' Cup, I'm done. I can't take this anymore. And, you know, I've kind of heard Andy talk about boycotts and everything before, but there were people who responded to Andy that I know. And some of them said, you know what, and these are guys that have been in the game for a long time. And they said almost exactly what you just said. You know, I'm with you. This is ridiculous what's going on. I don't think I can carry on any longer. I've been doing this for 20, 30 years, but we have other options now. We have sports betting. We have other things going on that we can play. I mean, these future markets that are, you know, the Kelsey's and Robinhood's are like in California, it's legal sports betting all of a sudden, even though it's not legal.
Yeah, right.
So there's options. And, yeah. You know, there's a guy in the CHRB, you may know him, Oscar Gonzalez is the vice chairman.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Oscar.
He's a guy that pretends to look out for the little guy, you know, whether it's on the backstretch or the small Northern California Fair Circuit or whatever. He needs to think about looking out for the little guy in horse racing that's putting the money through the windows. And I think Oscar's a guy that really could help the industry by taking a serious look at the CAW issue.
Well, I know he listens, so fingers crossed, Ray. Listen, thanks so much for the time. It's always a pleasure. I know you're down south at Del Mar, and you and Carol are going to be there for the Breeders' Cup. Wish I could as well. Really enjoy it, and we'll talk soon, Ray.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike.
All right, appreciate it. Hey, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. That'll do it for this segment. We'll take a quick time out, coming back strong with John Lindo, who you hear here every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, along with Bob Ike. I know John's got a lot to say this morning. Less than 2 weeks in front of the Breeders' Cup. Stay with us. It's all part of my fantasy.
Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock.
The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om and Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Destiny is a rising sun.
And welcome back. My thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz. I got some advice from Mike Pegram, very prominent owner many years ago when I was working at Hollywood Park. I asked him, what's the key to success? He says, keep good company. Well, we don't always do that, including with the music we share with the audience here. Let's get to John Lindo down in Carlsbad, see what's on his mind. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Just great. Listen, we're always looking for good news. We've got some. Twinspires.com, they are now offering alternate selections on pick four and pick five wagering here in the state of California.
Yeah, you remember that modern game snafu in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile a few years back where the horse was scratched because of a misinformation at the gate?
There were many reasons, John, and I took the high road there.
Yes, I did. But the horse wins, and everybody got another horse in the race, and it cost everybody pick fours and pick fives. Well, at Twin Spires in the California pick fours and pick fives, you now have the option of choosing an alternate selection should one of your horses in the body of your ticket scratch. And that's important, not only for the Breeders' Cup because it's at Del Mar this year, but day in and day out, if you're playing pick fours and pick fives in California, you need that alternate selection. Use it, and it's available now at Twin Spires, so go ahead and get signed up there before the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar.
Encourage everybody to do that. Now, John, to really some of the grist for the conversational mill this morning, the late odds change in race six Friday at Keeneland, and Dave Portnoy, a guy who's got almost 4 million followers on X, he sounded off. You know, guys like us, we've been talking a long time, but, man, this guy is beyond high profile. What sort of an impact do you think what he had to say is going to have?
Well, the noise is getting louder and louder, and like it did at Del Mar this summer when the meet first started and all those odds were changing, there was so much noise made about that, we weren't talking about racing. Del Mar was proactive and made the switch and cut off the CAWs at 2 minutes to post.
Yeah.
The thing I don't get, Mike, is that in Kentucky, all those purse monies are generated by all the slot machines out there. In California, we have a dilemma where we have to generate the purse money based on handle. So if you completely shut out the CAWs, then we're going to have an even bigger problem.
No.
Out there, with all that purse, you know, they can't give away all the money that's being generated by the purse money, by the slots. Do they really need the CAWs on top of that to come in and pile in on that and then, you know, rebate them back and just make it such a huge advantage for the CAWs? And we're playing, if you're not a CAW guy, you're really playing up against it. And, you know, I would think that they would have the wherewithal to make a decision that would benefit the horse players, the regular guy.
Great call, John. It really, you know, from a business standpoint, it's an infinitely tougher call for managements here in California because, as you say, we don't have any ancillary sources. It's all parimutuel wagering. Now we've leaned on the CAWs to the extent, and they know it, we need them. You know, you take all that money out, I don't know if we have a game.
Exactly right. But again, in Kentucky, you see the purses at Kentucky Downs, and even now at Turfway during the winter, with all that casino money, it's unbelievable what they have available. Well, maybe use some of that to cover those purses, and you don't need to have these CEWs and do what's right for the, you know, again, level the playing field for everybody, and they'll even be better off.
Yeah, I agree with that, John, 100%. Before we get a selection from you, wanted to get your take on the jock switch with journalism. He worked Friday morning at Santa Anita Inn Company, and it was, believe me, it was not a maintenance drill. It was serious, and then a couple of hours later, things got real serious when Aaron Wellman with Eclipse Thoroughbreds announced that there'll be a jockey change. Jose Ortiz came open in the Classic. They opted to go to him, and Umberto Rispoli is not going to be aboard. Your take on it?
Well, yeah. First of all, I feel bad for Umberto Rispoli. You don't get a chance to ride horses like journalism very often. But that being said, you know, the horse overcame trouble to win the Santa Anita Derby. We saw what happened in the Preakness where he tried to split horses and got into, you know, a real bumping incident. There were other things too where, you know, his ride in the Kentucky Derby was terrific, but there have been times when he's put the horse in some bad spots, or maybe the horse overcame what happened to win anyways. And so obviously you couldn't make a change coming off a win, but if the connections were going to make a change coming off the loss in the Pacific Classic, now was their opportunity to do it. You know, you got a chance to get a guy like Jose Ortiz to ride in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That's not a bad option. And like John Hardoon said earlier, you know, these jocks they're on a one-race contract, race by race, and you can make a call and go a different direction as owners or whoever's making the decisions to do that. So I, you know, I understand it. I feel bad from Umberto, but you know, business is business.
It is, and it's never been any different, really. You know, I'm as you're talking, I'm thinking way back, 1964, Santa Anita Derby, and Don Pierce won on a horse named Hill Rise, and apparently he let him win by too far because Harry Silbert went to the trainer, and the run for the roses, it was a guy named Shoemaker. I think he got beat ahead by Northern Dancer and Bill Hartack, but point is, this sort of thing has happened. By the way, Pierce got back on the horse and won a lot of races, so you know, we'll see what happens down the line. But anyway, John, let's go ahead and take a look at the situation. You want to go to Keeneland for your best bet for radio today?
Yeah, I did Lindo reports today for both Keeneland and Santa Anita. They're available at todaysracingdigest.com as well. I'll go to Keeneland for the radio play. They are sloppy, and the two undercard races on the turf are now off the turf. Only grass races, the Dowager today. I'm going to go to race number 3 at Keeneland. This is a 2-year-old filly starter allowance. Number 9, Va-La-La, ran well in the mud at Saratoga in her debut. Came back to win down the hill at Kentucky Downs on the grass. She draws outside where she shouldn't get a lot of kickback in her face. She's got speed. Jose Ortiz aboard, 8-1 on the program. I don't think the slop is going to bother number 9, Va-La-La, race 3 at Keeneland.
Post time, race 3, Keeneland, 2:04 Eastern. Hey, John, always a pleasure. I want to pass this along as well. Steve Johnson from the South Point says they're getting busy. They've got a couple of events there for the National Finals Rodeo, but he said they do have some rooms available. Folks, give him a call toll-free up at the South Point, 866-780-RACE or 780-7223. He says take the Tennessee Titans today, plus 6.5, and he sent me a menu board, a couple of them, of the incredible food and beverage deals they have at the South Point 7 days a week. I'm telling you, it's the way Vegas really used to be, the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
And I tell you what, that Grand Ballroom will be open for watching and wagering the Breeders' Cup both Friday and Saturday. So it's a great place. You've got those big round tables. You can spread out your racing form. And, those kiosks also handle some sports bets, too. So you can get everything down that you need to get down while you're watching the Breeders' Cup.
Listen to this, John. 6 a.m. to noon, 7 days a week, year-round, Tito's Vodka, Bloody Mary's, Mimosas, and Bailey's Irish Cream and Coffee. $2, John. 24 hours every day, Bud Light, Pendleton Whiskey, City Light, Shine, all flavors, $3. Saturday, Sunday, football, 10 a.m., 6 p.m., all Budweiser products, $2. 24 hours every day, all well drinks and domestic beers, $4. I mean, you know, and Bob Ike's hot dog stand, it's $1.50.
Right, and free parking and everything else there, too, not like on the strip. So, believe me, you'll have a good time. Get out there and give it a try.
John, thanks so much.
Good luck today.
All right, let's head down Cotella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orly, good morning. I see you've got 10 races. You get underway today at 5:40 p.m., and Doc Allred's going to kick 10,000 into that $2 traditional pick six, races 5 through 10.
That's right, Mike, and it's going to be a really good night of racing with 10 races on tap. Our late pick four is going to be a late pick four of trials to the Los Alamitos Super Derby. We have 28 horses that have been entered into these trials, so every single one of those trials will have 7 runners, and it's going to be a tremendous night because every the top names have been nicely spread out. For example, in race number 7, Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3, who has been just amazing here at Los Al. He's 5-4-5 here at Los Al, won the Golden State Million last year and the Los Al 2 Million, already won a stakes win here at Los Al. He is in that race number 7, looking to make a 6-4-6 here. The second trial, favorite Joe's Hawk, who's coming off of a really good win in the Golden State Million Futurity, is going to be in this trial facing Automatic, who is a half-brother to the world champion Danger. Race number 9, the third trial, defending champ, who is always a terrific finisher, is trying to come back after finishing second to favorite Joe's Hawk. In that final trial, we have a tremendous newcomer, FBB Dreams, winner of the All-American Derby, Mike. He is coming in with a record of 9 wins from 14 starts. He is a superstar. He's won multiple Grade 1 races. He's taken on a terrific filly by the name of Hot Temptation, who beat the older mares in the Millie Vessels. So every single trial has a big name in there. We're looking forward to that big late pick four. And like you mentioned, Mike, the pick six, we're adding in the $10,000 into the pick six pool, trying to take care of our fans that enjoy the product, that enjoy betting the pick six. Should be a really good pool tonight in the pick six, and what should be a great night or quarter horse racing especially.
And Orlando, let's talk Breeders' Cup if we can. I know a lot of people love to go to Los Alamitos those 2 days and bet on all the Breeders' Cup races this year at Del Mar. Do you have your hours of operation up yet?
Have not seen the hours yet. We always start, open up pretty early, make sure that any of those simulcast races that are being offered, we are open at least a half an hour before that first race. We do encourage everyone to call Ruben Arcila and the Vessels Club, reserve a table there. It's always a great spot to sit there. Should have great weather, so encourage to get a nice patio table out there. Call 714-820-2681 if you want a more sporty, relaxed atmosphere. We got always nice tables at Burgar Sports Bar, a full bar there. You can order from the Vessels Club menu as well. And you just have to come in. You just walk in. You don't need a reservation for Burgar's. And like I said, we're always open early. Make sure that we get whatever simulcast action from around the country is being offered, that you can come in, enjoy the races, and get your bet down early should be a great weekend of racing from Del Mar and the Breeders' Cup.
And again, Orlando, it's 714-820-2681, correct?
That's correct, for the Vessels Club.
Ask for Ruben.
Ruben Arcila to reserve a really good table, and let me tell you, he'll take good care of you.
No doubt about it. Real quick, a best bet for the listeners today.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and go with a race around the turn. I'll go with race number four. These are it's a 1,000-yard race, and I'm going to go with number five, Sable D, 6-1 on the morning line. Made a nice debut at night here at Los Alamitos. Ran a solid third, kind of stayed right off the pace. Made a nice little run at the end. Second out, they usually get some improvement from these horses. If he gets any type of improvement, I think he'll be right there. He's facing a horse that he faced last out, West Cup Captain, who is a 7-2 favorite in this race. I think if there's an opportunity. And Westport Captain leaves it open there. I think St. Bodine is going to come strong at the end and get the job done. 6-1 on the morning line in race number four. And number five, St. Bodine is the pick here, Mike.
And post time for race four tonight at Los Al, 6:54 Pacific time. I'll be watching it live on FanDuel. Orlando, thank you so, so much. Thanks for all the support.
You got it, Mike. Thank you for you and everything you do.
All right, we'll step aside. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis. On behalf of Naira Betts, he's back there at the Big A Aqueduct, and we'll close this hour. On top of the next hour, it's going to be Brad Free from Daily Racing Form, and we're going to have a full rundown on some of the Breeders' Cup works at Santa Anita over the past couple of days from Andy Harrington from National Turf. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And folks, want to pass along some good news from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. We've been talking about it for a couple of months now. Beginning with opening day of the big meet at Santa Anita the day after Christmas, $12,500 bonus to any maiden winner in restricted maiden or open maiden company, 12.5 increase, that's up $2,500. And then the Del Mar Summer Meet, a $15,000 maiden bonus. At the Del Mar Fall Meet, the Crosby Meet, 12.5. And at all Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets, a $10,000 maiden special weight bonus. Let's get back to New York, and on behalf of the New York Racing Association, we say hello to Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going out on the West Coast?
Doing well. What's the weather like there at Aqueduct?
Absolutely beautiful, fast and firm, crystal clear skies, about 65 degrees today, so we couldn't ask for a better fall day.
And I'm seeing pictures online of the construction at the all-new Belmont. That is really going to be incredible when you get that up and running. And, of course, you're going to be hosting the Breeders' Cup in a couple of years. But let's get to it. Can we find some value on the 9-race card today at the Big A?
I think we can. Let's go to race number six, 3:51 p.m. Eastern, 12:51 p.m. Pacific. It's the Carly Place Stakes, three-year-old race for going six furlongs on the turf. And I really like a price in here. The number eight, Cairo Caper at 8-1, trainer Phil Schoenthal, is cutting this one back. Look at what happened the last time. This one was sprinting, won in debut on the turf, and then goes and wins a stakes race at 6.5. They've been stretching this one out ever since. Now they're cutting it back. I think that's exactly what this horse wants. And I love the bullet work leading into this race. I think Cairo Caper, 8-1, has a real chance to upset this field today in the Carly Place Stakes.
Cairo, as in Egypt, Caper, the 8 horse in race 6, is going to be match play at the Big A, at Belmont, at Aqueduct today. How do we get signed up for Naira Bets, Matt?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download Naira Bets app on your typical Apple iStore, wherever you get it, and use the promo code CUP25, $25 free bet, and up to a $200 deposit match bonus.
Matthew DeSantis, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, don't go anywhere. Brad Free from Daily Racing Form is going to be joining us top of the next hour. Going to be talking about some of the Southern California-based Breeders' Cup horses and much, much more. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be. And don't forget, you can catch us live, not only here on AM 830 KLAA from the Big A in Anaheim, but you can also catch us live and archived anytime, anywhere at thoroughbredla.com. Let's get up north. I don't know if we're exactly going to Santa Anita. We're going to find out. Say hello to Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Does such a great job year in, year out, talking about the principles in our game primarily here in Southern California. Hey, Brad, good morning. Where are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm in the press box at Santa Anita on a gorgeous Sunday morning watching the Breeders' Cup workouts. We saw Citizen Bowl this morning at 6:30. Sweet Azteca, one of the favorites for the Philly Mare Sprint, worked at 7:45 under Juan Hernandez. Lots of Breeders' Cup workouts. I know that the fall meet at Santa Anita is still going on, but everybody's kind of looking down the road. less than 2 weeks away from the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. So lots going on out here at Santa Anita today.
Brad, stable area open at Del Mar. We pre-enter for the Breeders' Cup races October 31, Saturday, November 1, tomorrow. And when will those advanced PPs be available here in Southern California, Brad?
Well, the pre-entries will be released on Wednesday, and on Friday, I believe, Daily Racing Form is putting out the Breeders' Cup Advance Edition, and that's when we'll have lifetime pass performances of all the horses that are pre-entered. So I think it's on Friday, Mike. That's the pre-entries on Wednesday. Our edition comes out on Friday. Hard copy.
And Brad, you know, we had John Hardoon on in Hour 1, and he said what a lot of guys I know feel. He waits till the actual entries are taken. That's when he gets serious doing the X's and O's. What about you? How do you approach the two-day Breeders' Cup? I think five on Friday and nine on Saturday.
Yeah, I've already started handicapping it. But for me, waiting until the last minute is a recipe for disaster. So with 14 races to look at and cover and try to come up with a nugget somewhere in over the 2 days, I've already begun my handicapping. It's going to continue for the next week and a half. And our deadlines are so early that by Wednesday of Breeders' Cup week, my opinions will be finalized. And, you know, Thursday, Friday will be, I'll just be out there having a good time betting on horses. So it's already started, Mike, and it will continue my handicapping process.
Hey Brad, I want to get right to it. The big one on Saturday, November 1, the $7 million Breeders' Cup Classic, 3-year-olds and up, mile and a quarter. I want to ask you about journalism. To me, he's a horse that always shows so much promise. He got that grade one last time out in the Pennsylvania Derby. What do you make of his chances? Can he step forward enough to make the likes of Sovereignty, Fierceness really hustle? What do you think?
Well, he's going to have to step up because those are horses that have, you know, defeated him rather soundly.
Yeah.
The one thing that I think journalism really has going for him, the best race of his career was his first start this year as a 3-year-old, coming in off of a 3.5-month layoff or something like that. And he won the San Felipe with a 108 buyer speed figure. He's never gone back to that number, but he's coming into the Breeders' Cup Classic off a similar type of layoff. He hasn't started since late August, so he's coming in fresh. He'll have a new jockey, and if he can somehow stay more forwardly placed than he was in the Pacific Classic, I think he has a chance. He's up against it because there are horses in this field that are better than him and have defeated him in head-to-head competition. He also is a come-from-behind type of horse in a Breeders' Cup Classic that might not unfold at a particularly fast tempo, and that's going to certainly help a horse like Fierceness. So to answer your question, Mike, journalism is one of many contenders in a race that is shaping up as one of the deepest classic fields in memory.
That said, Brad, are you one of those guys, do you think that the criticism of Rispoli in the Pacific Classic it's got merit, that maybe he was too far out of contact? And would it have mattered, your opinion?
I don't think it would have mattered. I think Fierceness was the best horse in the race that day. Fierceness did not get away well from the gate, and he still was able to win the race by more than 3 lengths with a big number. So, you know, Fierceness is legit. So is journalism. I mean, very few 3-year-olds are able to put together the type of campaign that he has put together this year. 7 starts, 4 wins, a couple of grade ones, 3 runner-up finishes, competed in all 3 legs of the Triple Crown. He's an iron horse, journalism is. But is he as fast as Fierceness and or Sovereignty? Not yet.
Now, back to Baeza. He got his grade one in the Pennsylvania Derby. To me, he's always shown so much promise, so much upside. John Sheriff, I think, has done a great job with him. He's a handful. You see it every time in the paddock. What about Baeza and his chances? Do you think he can improve enough?
I do, and one reason is because he was a very late foal. He was foaled in May, and it kind of seems like Baeza's been trying to play catch-up all season long, and he's another horse that has finished behind Sovereignty multiple times, behind Journalism multiple times. So he's, you know, on paper, he's not good enough, but the fact that he was foaled in May and is still developing and working very well, he's switching leads on cue. He had a very nice workout yesterday morning under Hector Berrios. I think Baez is coming into the race as a potential upset candidate, and he's going to be a little bit of a price. He's listed at 15-1 right now on the Daily Racing Form preliminary odds line.
Right.
He'll be double digits, Baez will. He's getting better. He's not as good as those horses that have defeated him already. But at the price, I'm going to probably end up, you know, taking a little bit or a couple bucks on Baeza if his price is right, and it should be somewhere in the, you know, 12, 15 to 1 range on Breeders' Cup Classic.
I think I'm going to be doing the same for what very little that may be worth. Now, let's talk about a race that's quite often Kurt Hoover's favorite on Classic Day. That's the Sprint. Address Lovesick Blues. He's 10 to 1 on the preliminary, very preliminary morning line. They had options. He's cowbred. They opted to go ahead and run down the hillside last time out, and I thought a huge second. I've heard that the connection's very happy with what he got out of it. Your take on him, how is he good enough? I mean, he came off that win in the Grade One Bing Crosby at Del Mar. You know he likes that main track. What about Lovesick Blues?
He's a contender, and he certainly loves the Del Mar racetrack. Having won the Grade One Bing Crosby this summer, yeah, that was in late July. And at the time, his trainer, Librato Baracchio, thought that his best path to the Breeders' Cup Sprint would be just to train him into the race. And, you know, that would be off of a more than three-month layoff.
Right.
Lovesick Blues would have none of that. He was tearing down the barn, in Baracchio's words, and Baracchio had to run him. But he didn't want to run him in a killer race like the Santa Anita Sprint Championship. So he found, you know, the path of least resistance, and the California flag coming down the hill against Calbreds was the ideal prep race. He finished second by a nose. He got beat by a good horse named Mana Rose. Lovesick Blues ran well. He stormed from last. He was last crossing the dirt. He was second by a nose when he hit the wire. It was the ideal prep race for Lovesick Blues. The question is, will he get the same wicked pace that he benefited from in the Bing Crosby this summer at Del Mar? And is he good enough against these world-class type sprinters? I have my reservations, but this is a seven-year-old gelding that, you know, he's won 9 races, finished second 11 times. He always shows up, and he will be finishing. So he is a contender, Mike. He's not among my top, probably won't be among my top 3.
Yeah. As far as Lovesick Blues is concerned, to me, there's no question. The only way they can play it is they can't take him out of his game. They can't be worried about moving early. And, you know, we saw the guy with the New Jersey bred. He said there's a short stretch at Del Mar. That he hasn't been watching races down there. If you get a fast pace, closers, they absolutely thrive at Del Mar going short. So pace, a very, very big determining factor there. And want to wish Giovanni Franco and Librato Baracchio all the best there. Let's go to the Filly and Mare Sprint. And, again, we're talking, folks, about the two-day Breeders' Cup. Filly and Mare Sprint goes Saturday, November 1. Pre-entries taken tomorrow. Sweet Azteca. Brad, she's a freak of nature. Mandela's got Copion. Copion is the 5-2 first choice on the preliminary line. Sweet Azteca is 7-2. What do you make of it overall, the Filly and Mare Sprint?
This is a race that has California's name all over it. In fact, I think 6 of the top 7 horses listed on the Daily Racing Form preliminary odds are from California, including the two principals that you already mentioned, Copion and Sweet Azteca. Copion is very, very good. She hasn't started since early August at Del Mar, when she finished second behind Seismic Beauty. And in my opinion, Copion ran every bit as well as Seismic Beauty. Copion's going to be shortening up, making her first start in 3 months. She's going into 7/8 race. There was some little bit of discussion regarding the sprint against Colts at 6 furlongs. Mandela said yesterday that the chances are she's going to be in the 7/8 race. And I think she's the horse to beat. There's all kinds of speed in this field, including Sweet Azteca, who had a 6 furlong workout this morning under her jockey Juan Hernandez. She worked by herself. She looked terrific. Came off the track happy, bouncing on her toes. Sweet Azteca is one of several front runners in the field. She is a front runner, and that's her game. I'm not sure she's a, you know, one-dimensional type of front runner. There seems to be a lot of pace in this race among the preliminary entries, and Sweet Azteca is going to have her hands full early on in the race. Whereas Copion, she can press the pace. She can rally from behind. She's versatile. She came yesterday morning. She worked out, and she came from behind horses, cut the corner, took some dirt, cut the corner, and drew off. A good, solid workout for Copion yesterday morning, and a good solo workout this morning by Sweet Azteca. Copion is trained by Dick Mandela, who also has Tamara pointing for the Filly Mare Sprint. She worked yesterday morning as well. She's coming off an easy win against a small field in the Grade 3 Chillingworth lightly raced daughter Bull Toro out of the Hall of Fame mare Beholder. Tamara is going to make her presence felt as well, and she does have some versatility. She'll have to run faster than she did in the Chillingworth, but she is a contender. Again, California has a lot of contenders in this race. I didn't even mention Hope Road and Ricci and Splendora, other locally based fillies and mares that are going in the sprint. But as of right now, Copian and Sweet Azteca, the two best female sprinters in the country, and both pointing for the same race.
Getting exciting, Brad. I want to come back one day, Breeders' Cup Day 1, Friday, October 31st, the Juvenile. No question, Ted Naafe with Todd Pletcher is going to be favored. He's even here on the preliminary line. Bob Baffert's got his Del Mar Futurity winner, excuse me, Brandt. He's also got Desert Gate and Litmus Test. But I want to ask you about a latecomer trained by Jeff Mullins named Intrepido. Comes off a big win in the American Pharoah. It looks like he proved distance, not a question. How good is he, Brad?
We don't know, and I'll tell you one thing. He's better than the three-quarter length margin in the American Pharoah, and he's better than the 87 buyer that he earned. A lot of things went wrong for Intrepido in the American Pharoah. Go back one start to his maiden win at Del Mar. He was up there on the lead. They were cruising, going relatively slow, 47-1, 111, and he ran away from maidens. He didn't get the same trip in the American Pharoah. He was boxed inside. He was in traffic. He steadied a couple times on the far turn. It looked like he was being shuffled completely out of it. When Berrios finally got him to the outside, he started to take off. And when he cracked him with that left-handed whip, Intrepido hit another gear, and he flew late. He wants every bit of the mile and 1/16th and even beyond. This is a very good horse trained by Jeff Mullins. I remember talking to Mullins right after the American Pharoah. I said, boy, this horse overcame a lot of, you know, some issues during the course of the race. And Mullins said, he doesn't give a blankety blank. In other words, he doesn't care what they throw in front of him. He's going to run through it, and that's exactly what he did. This is a very good horse. He's not as fast as Ted Naafe on numbers, but we do know that Intrepido can overcome adversity, which is exactly what he did in the American Pharoah.
Brad, Jeff Mullins is good copy. Unfortunately, quite often you can't use much of it.
Well, that's true. There's just a lot of asterisks and dollar signs in some of his quotes.
Well, he's real, and he's a great horseman. I've known Jeff for so many years when he came over here from Arizona. Hey, Brad, before we get your best bet, I got to go to an issue that was a big topic on radio yesterday. I'm looking at the extras here on the Sunday overnight. These are extras for Friday. Extra 12, it says ratings handicap, 95 to 80. Extra number 13, ratings handicap, 79 to 70. And then on the bottom, extra 14, ratings handicap, 59 to 50. Nobody I talked to understands what this is. There was supposedly a webinar with Santa Anita Aquabase and whoever wanted to jump in on Friday from 1 to 2. Unfortunately, first post time was at 1 o'clock. I therefore don't know anybody who had the temerity to join that. I just don't understand where it came from. I want to say, why us? Nobody else around the country is doing this, to my knowledge. I'm told, well, this is a move to eliminate claiming, and you think of the animal rights folks and so on and so forth, who do have a seat at our table here. What do you make of it, Brad?
Well, this kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, not too many people knew that this was, you know, being formulated, and I learned about it early last week. It's a system that's, I guess, loosely based on how they work things over in Europe, where they assign ratings to horses, and that's what makes them eligible for a particular race. This idea has been around for a while in California. I think it was 2, 3, 4 years ago, Aiden Butler was talking about a ratings handicap deal. Nobody really kind of picked up on it, and it seemed to kind of fizzle away. Nobody had any interest in following it. And then suddenly from out of the blue, here we are. I don't know a lot of the horsemen are a little confused over the situation. I'm not sure what the racing office feels about this. I don't really quite understand the purpose, Mike. We have a declining fall crop. The fall crop has been declining year after year after year, and you're going to tell me that if we put some ratings on these horses, we're going to get bigger fields. No, that's not going to happen. You have a horse population with class hierarchy, class structures all the way through. The claiming game has done well over the years, over the course of horse racing history. I don't quite understand the rationale and the purpose for making this confusing rating system become into play in California. But of course, California is basically the laboratory for all these experiments that are very unusual. You can go back to when we had these synthetic surfaces mandated by the California Horse Racing Board. We can't run or train on a wet track. The only place in the country I'm aware of that does not allow horses to train on a wet track or race on a wet track. The veterinary overregulation in California is driving people out of the state. The costs are prohibitive. So there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed in horse racing, and I don't think that reconfiguring the class structure of the condition book should be a high priority. It's a very confusing time in California horse racing.
I just don't understand introducing another beaker with unknown ingredients to the lab, which is California racing. Yep. I don't know if this is going to make anybody breed a single additional mare or anything else. I know what the answer is. No. I don't understand. What are we doing? You mentioned an individual, Aiden Butler. It'll be interesting to see if he wants to put his signature on this. As you said, it came out of nowhere. I don't get it.
Yeah, he's the one who brought up the idea 2, 3, 4 years ago, and it didn't go anywhere at the time. But apparently somebody took interest in it, and now here we are. They're taking entries today for a potential ratings handicap race on Friday. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm going to handicap the race like I would any other race. I'm just not sure that there's a lot of desire among horsemen, owners, trainers to follow this rating system. It's like they do over in Europe.
Brad, how about a best bet somewhere on the 9 race card today at Santa Anita? We get underway at 1 o'clock.
Let's go all the way to the 9th race on the card. It's Calbred Maiden 2-year-olds running a mile on turf, and number 3 Unrivaled Time was 8-1 on the morning line in his career debut. And he got bet down to 5-1, which I thought was unusual because he's trained by a guy who never wins with the first-time starter, Leonard Powell. Well, the money was right, and Unrivaled Time ran well. Didn't get away well, was blocked through the far turn, raced greenly, finished well, galloped out well. He was the only horse in the race to run a sub-24 final quarter mile. Now he makes his second career start. I'm talking about number 3, Unrivaled Time, in race number 9. Second career start for Leonard Powell, Diego Herrera back aboard, and I expect Unrivaled Time to make a huge forward move with the race under his belt. He's listed at odds of 9-2. Number 3, Unrivaled Time, in race 9.
Brad Free, thanks for your time. Hope to see you at Del Mar.
See you, Mike.
Okay, let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. How you doing, Michael?
Good. Boy, I know you've been busy. First things first, I want to talk about some of the Breeders' Cup works that you've been witnessing. And the first one I want to address is Baeza. He was out, I believe, on Friday morning. How's he looking? Do you think he can step forward enough off his win in the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby to make it closer with the likes of Sovereignty in that $7 million Classic?
Yeah, he's trending the right way. He worked yesterday, actually. He worked with Hector Barrios up. When they gave him 114, I was way faster than that. I was 59.2 at the wire to kind of an eased out 112-2. Like I said, we've talked before, he was kind of mentally immature early in the year. He's physically had all the tools. He's a fresh horse. I see no reason why he can't continue to step forward. It was a really nice gallop out. Hector fits him really well. So I think he's going exactly the right way for the John Sheriff's Barn. That was a penultimate drill, so he'll have one more next week. And
Del Mar, yeah.
Yes, yeah, I think. I don't know what their schedule is. I know all Bob Baffert's horses are going to stay here and work their last drill.
Is that right?
Every one of them that he never has. He hasn't. So they'll be here. And Baez is going the right way, as we've talked about the last couple, 3 weeks.
Okay, let's talk about journalism. I saw him go. I know you did as well. ended up being three horses in company. He was at the rail. How did he do it, in your opinion? And a comment maybe on the jockey switch from Rispoli over to Jose Ortiz.
The jock changes. I wouldn't do it. There was no way Rispoli was going to make his horse Journalism beat Fierceness. Fierceness ran one of the races of his life. And I don't think there's any possible way you can blame Umberto for that second place finish. Now, saying that, is the drill. I don't know if it's exactly the way they drew it up, because it broke with a barn mate. But then there was another horse from another barn about five lengths in front, and he ran, Journalism that is, ran down that horse from the inside, got some dirt. It was kind of a serious throw, galloped out clear. As usual, he took it in stride and walked off. I watched him walk off. He was on his toes. So it didn't seem to take anything out of him. But I'm sure Michael McCarthy would have not had that other uninvolved worker break in front of him. But he's still, on the right path. He's a workmanlike horse. He does everything in a stride, and I don't see anything change.
Address a couple of the other Breeders' Cup works. I know we had John Sadler with Full Serrano out, I believe, on Friday. Going to the Dirt Mile. What about the way he went?
He has relaxed a lot from last year. He was a brilliant workhorse last year. He'd go off and set some towards splits and then keep going. He's become more mature. He did a really easy 59 and change and out in 12. I see no reason why he can't run right back. He rated a little bit last year off of a horse early, and I think he doesn't need the lead kind of horse. So I think John's got to be real happy with the horse out of the race. Also, let me just mention, because Nysos worked this morning.
Great.
Which was kind of an important drill, because he came back last week, if we remember, and had not worked for 13 days. Last Sunday, came back and worked a pretty – they asked him pretty good in 111 and out in 24. Today, came back again, worked 111.3. Very, very encouraging drill. Didn't seem to take anything out of him, that comeback drill last week. So I think all systems are go for Nysos.
And he's the top dog on the Daily Racing Form pre entries. Their early morning line has him at 2-1. Second choice, Full Serrano for Sadler at 9-2. Andy, sadly, our time is about up for the segment. A best bet somewhere on this card today at Santa Anita.
Sure, let's go to the first race. We've got a full field of turf sprinters, fillies and mares here. And the horse that jumped out at me a little bit is the 9 horse, True Patriot. They cut back in distance. Bob Hassoff, the claim, routed this horse a number of times. The last trip was pushed wide into the clubhouse turn and never saw even a whisper of the rail. So it went wide all the way. Now they cut back to 6.5, which I always like with these grass horses. Hector Berrios, my guy, sticks along with this horse. They put blinkers on. I see no reason why, there can be a case to be made for this mare that she's better as a late-running sprinter. So that's what we're going to try. And we've got a decent price in here in the first race. He is 6-1. On the morning line. So we're going to go with the 9 horse, True Patriot, in the first race.
Folks, for the rest of the story, go to nationalturf.com and pick up Andy's stuff right there. And you can catch him next week right here on Thoroughbred LA. Thanks, Andy.
Sure thing, Mike.
Appreciate it. Listen, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in Thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. I'm going to take a quick time out, coming back strong, heading to Vegas. Going to be checking with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Toby Kalitz back in South Florida. Jonathan Hardoon in the late innings. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio. AM 830. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om and Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. My thanks to Chris Monreal in the director's chair here at the Big A, making things happen. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, if you're looking for an outstanding stallion roster for the state of California, all you need to do is get up to Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, and give their farm manager, Terry Knight, a call. How about Forbidden Kingdom, a multiple graded stakes winner on all surfaces, Clubhouse Ride, a perennial leader. He continues to send out winners here in Southern California. The impeccably bred Straight Fire and Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams' Tamarando really doing good things at stud already. here in California. He relocates to Legacy for the first time for 2026. So much to see. Go to LegacyRanch.com. And if you run into Pete Perella at the races, tell him you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred LA. Let Legacy take you from the breeder's shed to the winner's circle. Call Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. Get your mares under lights and get them going come February 1 at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
Real good. You had a nice winner here with us last Sunday. Congrats. Common Defense paid $5.24. And yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike at Santa Anita, you had Staying in Line at $10.20. So well done. You're seeing the ball, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good timing. Let's keep the roll going through, at least through the breeder set, right?
No doubt. And also, I want a tip of the cap again to the great Frank Miramati. You know, yesterday they looked at, we haven't exactly had stellar programs at Santa Anita of late. It's just, it is what it is, I guess you could say. But Sumter, a really big win, one off by four lengths. You don't see that too often on grass. In yesterday's Lure Stakes, for three-year-olds and up at Santa Anita. Hall of Famers Richard Mandel and Mike Smith team for victory. And Frank Miramati said, who better than Mike Smith to win the Lure? And, of course, Mike was the regular rider of Lure. They won the Breeders' Cup mile 2 years in a row in 2003 and 2004. Bruce, I think you'll probably go to Keeneland for your first selection, huh?
Yeah, let's do Keeneland, Mike, and it is sloppy going there. Let's take a look at the fifth race, which really wasn't decimated by scratches. It was a main track race anyway, but in this fifth race, there were 13 to start, still 10 horses running in here. And, you know, when they get sloppy in these type of races, I think sometimes you get a more legitimate tempo pace. A lot of the riders don't want the dirt kicked in their face. I think you get a little more aggressive riding, and sometimes that plays to the closers.
Yeah.
More, and I really believe the 8, Hey Boss, is the play here. This is a horse that's won 6 of 29. However, if you boil it down, he loves the main track. He's won 6 of 18. He's been on the board in 13 of 18. He's done well in all of his mud races. He's a big, fat closer in a race loaded with speed. I love the trainer, Larry Ravelli. This is a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, but he is the highest percentage trainer on a yearly basis, and he starts a ton of horses. He's got the right connections here. Race 5, let's go with the 8. Hey Boss, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
Well, at entry time, to back up your claim, Larry Ravelli was hitting at 26% for 2025. 66 winners from 256 starters. Bruce Finkelstein says it's Hey Boss, reunited today with Jimmy Graham, who knows this horse, and that's going to be his play of the day in race 5 today at Keeneland. That's set to go at 3:08 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita, Bruce.
I'm going to go to the 9th race also. These are cowbred straight maidens going long on the grass. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, when watching the straight maiden runners here coming out of some, you know, a couple of common races, I wasn't all that impressed with almost anyone in here. There was a very slow common race on August 29th. Very slow final time. I just didn't see much. I like a horse coming out of the maiden claiming ranks here. Number 7, What a Gift, for the underrated Dean Pedersen barn. Now, he debuted for $50,000 on August 31st. Mike, this was a day that I thought the inside lanes had a big advantage. I thought this was a kind of a heavy inside bias, and it kind of leaned towards speed. This first-timer didn't have a whole lot of speed, but I thought he did super well. He was very wide, closing on the end of the turn, and he kept to his task. He finished second. He galloped out in front. The race has produced a next out winner. He's by Gift Box. We don't know. We don't see a lot of horses by Gift Box, but he certainly can run long. I know he won the Santa Anita Handicap in 2019. He won a couple of San Antonio Stakes at Santa Anita. So the pedigree suggests this horse wants to go on in distance, but I like what I had seen, and he ran against the bias. I see a lot of upside here. Race 9, the 7, What a Gift, also at 8-1 on the morning line.
You know, goes from Cowbred Maiden 50 into a Cowbred Maiden special. That is not that alarming. tries a couple of different things, though, stretching out, and he goes to turf today. And you should get close to 8-1. Hopefully you will.
I would think so. And I'm a big fan of Bill Anton, Georgie. He gets limited.
I agree.
Right? But, yeah, I remember him in Northern California, Mike. I think he sized races up as well as anybody in the last couple of years in Northern California. Very heady rider. So he's not going to attract much attention at the windows, but this guy can really ride.
And the trainer, Dean Peterson, he's hitting at 22% at entry time. 13 winners from 59 starters this year. Does a heck of a job with a small barn. Post time for race 9 at 5:04 Pacific. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com. I know the Breeders' Cup, very much top of mind.
For sure. So for today, full card at Santa Anita. Late races from Keeneland, and yes, we took the wet track into account today. The late pick five, that's the combo platter with audio. Best bets also at Santa Anita. Some pricey races for me today at Santa Anita on the best bet line. And yes, when those pre-entries come out, it's like a, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store for me, Mike.
I
cannot wait to get into it, and I really like to start looking at the Euros right away to get a background on those. There's a lot of them that will be coming in, and horses from around the world. That's where I really like to get my head start and go kind of backward from there. But, it's going to be great. And I think, for me, I need that extra time. And thank goodness for the advanced edition at DRF.
And also want to mention, Bruce, as far as the Euros go, you're hitting the videotape from Europe. It's not just a running line. So, I mean, you bring a lot to your customers. You really do.
Appreciate it. And you know, the daily racing for Mike is not super descriptive. You get one point of call, the finish, right?
Yes, yeah.
You get an edited down description of the race. It's not always right. Sometimes
100%.
It's a race that's a straightaway and it has a turn. There's mistakes. There's a lack of information. I think it really pays to go back and take notes and watch and rewatch those Euros coming. And, you know, it can really pay off. There's some, you know, a lot of lack of information there that really, you know, helps for those that dig a little deeper.
BetOnBruce.com, that's the answer. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
All right, listen, folks, if you've got plumbing concerns, residential, commercial, believe me, just go see my friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia, family-owned for more than four decades by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website. They've got over 500 five-star reviews there at westernrooter.com. I can tell you from multiple experiences, the follow-up, attention to detail, on time and under budget, you're never going to beat them. That's Western Rooter. The number to call, 626-648-5499. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and you'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And so is Bob Mazursky in terms of public handicappers. You can catch his full graded handicap and his own morning line every racing day here in Southern California and all the Southern California News Group papers. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well. A lot to talk about this morning. Want to make some money. Anything top of mind before you go to your best bet?
Well, I think, you know, I think the stakes race, you know, is a small field, but Rivera is the second choice in the morning line. I think maybe she can upset Himeka.
I thought the same thing. You know, Himeka cuts back to a sprint. Looks like that's what she wants to do. But Rivera, I mean, she's got recency doing the same thing she's doing today. And she's got Antonio Fresu fresh off another big day yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe, you know, she showed she could finish a little bit. Himeka, basically, to me, is kind of one-dimensional. So I'm hoping that she can stay close enough and maybe out-finish her. And like you said, Himeka's coming off the route race, so maybe that dulled her speed a little bit. But you're right, this is what she wants to do. But I just think Rivera might be the up-and-coming horse.
And that's the second race today, the $85,000 Enokia, two-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. What about a best bet for radio, Bob?
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I think it's the best betting race of the day. I'm going to take a shot with number 6, Don't Swear Dave. First off, the claim for Bob Hess. The horse ran very well to be second last time at Del Mar, and this is his favorite turf course. He's been 1-2 in nearly half of his starts on this course. Freysu rides. I think he'll get a good trip just off the pace. So number 6, Don't Swear Dave, listed at 6-1.
Okay, and again, that's race 5 today at Santa Anita. Post time for that, 3:04 Pacific. Bob, all the best, and look forward to catching you next Saturday as well, along with Bob Ike and John Lindo here on Thoroughbred Lane 9 to 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
You bet. We'll hit our final break, and we're coming back quick, heading to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Raggers and Cheats. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred LA. Real quick, folks, if you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, don't wait any longer. Go see my friends at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota or any store in the David Wilson Automotive Group, and you will never beat the customer service, the deal, the follow-through. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, where Robert Householder has worked for about 40 years. Go to toyotaoforange.com. You'll see nearly 4,000 reviews, and you can give them a call at Toyota of Orange as well at 714-639-6750 on Tustin at Catella. You won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. Let's get down to South Florida, where there's plenty of oranges, and say hello to a guy who who shines each and every day, the one and only Toby Callett. And Toby, I say that because I just got a notification from John Lindo. He said, I don't know how he did it, but Toby had a cold deck superfecta yesterday at Gulfstream Park on air for a dollar. That came back $123, Toby. Congratulations. What race was that?
That was the eighth race. That was the Philly division, the My Dear Girl of the Florida Sire Stakes.
Nice.
I had pointed out liking a long shot to hit the ticket. It was 50-1, and as I told John, I wouldn't have been upset to not have had the cold super if she could have gotten up for second or third. It would have obviously enhanced the value of the play. But she ran on as I expected, just didn't run on enough to really impact the ticket. But good enough if you tuned in and you played for a few bucks, you made money.
I want to ask you this before we get to a best bet. We don't have much time, but you're a lifelong player like so many people listening. I'm sure you've seen, maybe heard about the hubbub now with Dave Portnoy, who's got so many followers, social media on X, and nearly 4 million, upset about a late odds change at Keeneland on Friday, and he's seen apparently a lot of them very, very critical of the CAW situation. Your thoughts?
Well, the truth is that, as you guys have pointed out, California would be done if it weren't for accepting those wagers, even though they're only getting the tracks are only making a little because they're giving such a big rebate. But quite frankly, I don't think the California tracks would survive with just guys like us playing. And that doesn't mean we bet twos and fives.
The reality of the situation, Toby. You're 100%.
Exactly.
You're right.
And so I don't know what the checks and balances are, but it is true greed on behalf of Keeneland, as was pointed out earlier by John, that they're able to make plenty of money. It would be nice to see everybody fall in line like Naira did way back when, and at least level it out to some degree. Yes, the gimmicks are going to get tilted as a result of the wind pool, but the perception for the public is not good, and we have enough hurdles to overcome and have. And I've said for years, it's why I became a public handicapper. Without the day-in, day-out person participating, and this is long before, all the online wagering and sports betting available, we got to take care of the people that show up and bet. And yes, the twos and five guys, they do count. They don't impact the bottom line like so many, these racetracks have ignored for all these years. But you don't want to lose your fans, and we are losing fans. I think it's just erosion, just life itself. I don't have the answer, but I do know it would be nice, was said earlier, you want to count the number of times a horse is struck with a feather whip. Why don't you make it a level playing field across the board, be it medication, be it wagering with the CAWs, and at least everybody knows what it is going in. And I think transparency would play very large, and it helped at least to put a nice Band-Aid on the game.
Toby, I got Raiders Chiefs top of the hour, 11 at Gulfstream. Where are you going?
We're going real quick. Race 4, I liked number 8, Hard Storm, last time. Race rained off the grass. Look for her for him to get the money today. Like the 3, Sir Cross Traffic, the 5, Chingu, and the 2, Double Miles, to round it out. 8-3-5-2, how do you do?
And post time for race 4, 2:23 Eastern. Thanks so much, Toby. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll get back to Saratoga. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, we got 9 of them here at Santa Anita.
Let's go to the 6th race, Mike. A mile on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Tamarondo Star, 4-year-old gelding from the Jeff Bondi Bond. This horse is rounding into top form now. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I think he's going to get a great trip inside. Number 2, Tamarondo Star, wins today's 6th race out at Santa Anita. By the way, Mike, this game survived many, many years without CAW. So now they just got greedy because they see all the money they're making. They can go back to the way it used to be.
John, it's there's just so many factors here. It's so hard to get people to attend. Now, we do have brick-and-mortar satellites, and, we can wager online, which is we're not privy to the CAW situation. But we've become dependent upon it. I think in some cases greed does come into play. California, it's a really, really challenging situation. Again, I salute Del Mar and Santa Anita for making the move to cut it off at 2 minutes to post with the Wynn wagering. That's a very, very good move.
Well, it's visually it's good, but you know, people don't really see what's going on in the exotics and the horizontal wagering. But at least it's something. It's something in the right direction. And by the way, Portnoy was talking about these exactas that got killed, but he also pointed out that he wants the 2-minute cutoff, and they don't have it. Keelan just really is just sticking it in your face. They don't care. They're not changing. It's their way or the highway. So let's see what happens.
John says for hour two, race six, number two, Tamarando Star. By Tamarando, who stands at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Keelan, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections.
John, I'm heading to the Derby Room. Going to hook up with Bob Ike, and then out of there, it's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well, and enjoy the pizza.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, my thanks to Chris Monreal and the amazing Elise Diaz in studio here. Raiders, Chiefs, next up. Here on the Home of the Angels. You got some rock and roll, so tell
everybody you know. You got some. You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Not a cloud in the sky here in the stadium, Kirk, as you and I look up from the press box high atop Arrowhead, right across Kauffman Stadium where the Royals play. We see the roof there, where Bo Jackson once scaled some walls, and today his great-nephew is going to be on the field for the Raiders, Cedric Jackson, off the practice squad.
Oh, man, it sounds fun, right? Just seeing the old Kauffman Stadium over there and Kansas City Royals, all the baseball fans. But, man, being a former player in this stadium, many times I've walked away victorious. I've had an interception. I've had a sack here. I've had multiple great memories here at Arrowhead Stadium and seeing if the Raiders today can replicate some of those.
Cleet Blakeman is our referee. The captain's right on the Arrowhead.